The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 193. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you have not already, take a moment. Please do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening to this show. It helps us get in front of more people and spread this important message all over the world. So I look forward to hearing from you. And if you do leave me a 5-star rating and review, send me an email. My email is in the show notes with a screenshot of your review. And I'll reply back by sending you a free guide on how to find and analyze property. So if you're somebody who doesn't really know how to run the numbers and calculate cash flow and all those things, definitely make sure you leave that review and shoot me an email. It's also updated to reflect the current interest rates today. So you can still find deals. It's just about running the numbers properly and finding a good property. So looking forward to hearing from you. All right, this episode is about a very hot topic. This is a solo episode. I had to come up and do this one. This is about the migrants in Chicago receiving $9,000 in rental assistance. So I'm going to dive into the details of the program, my opinions, the opinions I've heard from others, and a lot more. So I'm not going to hold you up. Without further ado, let's get into it. Chicago migrants are receiving $9,000 in rental assistance, which will include the cost for rent, the cost for moving, and also a starter kit for furnishing the apartment. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video and subscribe. If you're listening to this on the audio side, make sure you leave us that 5-star rating and review. All right, so the way this will work is I will play a video, a news clip about the migrant situation and exactly what's going on. And then I'm going to react to it and provide my opinion on the matter and what's going on, as well as if you are an investor in the Chicago area, how you may be able to take advantage of this, and also some considerations you should make. And then I'm going to wrap up with some opinions of folks who have commented on my post on Instagram regarding this topic. All right, let's jump right into it and check out the video.
I'm Tia Ewing at the live desk. We are learning much more about the migrant crisis here in Chicago. I spoke to Christina Passioni-Zayas, the city's first deputy chief of staff. She gave me insight on how the crisis is impacting the city and state financially.
We have more people coming in than we actually have transitioning out of shelters.
Already this week, 41 buses have rolled into Chicago. That means there are now 11,000 migrants living in shelters. 4,000 are still sleeping on police station floors and staying at the airport. This chart shows the number of migrant children now enrolled within the Chicago public schools. 30% of migrants here in Chicago are children. The migrant crisis is straining resources. The state is footing the bill for what they call temporary housing. The state is paying on the high end $9,000 in rental assistance over a 6-month period of time. With that comes help moving in and a starter kit to furnish the apartment.
That rent lasts for 6 months, and ideally people would have started their legal process, secured legal work authorization, and then be able to sustain that apartment.
The city put $4 million towards helping migrants get temporary housing. Right now, there are just a handful of case managers to handle the load to get migrants in temporary rentals.
They have roughly, like, I want to say in the ballpark of 30 to 40 But we obviously, you know, need to get more. And so that's when we approached the state again for an additional $5 million.
We did reach out to see how many asylum seekers are currently taking advantage of the rental assistance. We haven't heard back from the city on that. Tia Ewing, Fox 32, Chicago.
So did a quick calculation, and the support that they are talking about will come out to about $1,500 a month over a 6-month period, which she mentioned in the video. So the first question I have is, what happens at the end of the 6 months if an individual's legal paperwork hasn't processed, if they're not legally authorized to work? It sounds like to me they may get evicted and be back to square one, be back on the precinct floors, be back in the homeless shelters or on the streets in tents and so forth. And so that's the first question that I have. And I honestly question if the city has the capacity to process 11,000 plus people in that period of time. That seems like a lot to me. And, you know, the government typically works extremely slow. So that's the first question that I have. And to me, if they really wanted to support, then the timeline of the support would align with the average time it takes to get your legal authorization to work. And the reason for that is once they get that, then they can contribute to society. They can become taxpayers, get jobs and pay their own rent, things of that nature. And, you know, the reality of it is, taxpayers in the state of Illinois, in Chicago, are paying for this, right? And so that is just a fact, and that just is what it is. So to me, it doesn't seem like a sustainable situation. I don't personally think it's going to work out well for everyone, landlords and tenants included.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under 100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a 4-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there.
So the next thing is, what is the process for landlords? If you are a landlord in Chicago who wants to consider this opportunity, there wasn't much information in what I read. And so I would be curious about, what are the parameters? Can you evict someone if something goes wrong or they become unruly or violate the lease in some way? That's the first question I have. And then the second question I have is, do you receive the lump sum of rent ahead of time? Do they just pay it on a per month basis? That's something else I'll be wondering if I was an investor in Chicago. And, you know, it could be something that's lucrative if you are an investor in Chicago who's willing to abide by whatever the rules and restrictions of this program are. Now, with such an influx of people, I would assume that the demand overall for rentals is really high in the Chicago area. So that's something else that I was thinking about. And something else is, what is it like for those in Chicago who are struggling, who are on the streets and want help, who are just down on their luck. Like, what does that look like? I personally have never heard of a government program that provided a starter kit for furniture, that provided moving assistance. You know, I'm sure there are nonprofits who provide that kind of support, but I've never seen it at a government level. So I think this is quite interesting, to say the least. And, you know, a lot of the opinions that I saw on Instagram were, you know, what about me? You know, I'm struggling. I haven't gotten any help like this. So why does somebody who is just coming into this country, just coming into the state, why do they get more help than I receive? And that's valid. You know, I can understand that. And, you know, I've even seen people say that they left Chicago because they weren't getting the support when, you know, they were in poverty, or they were perhaps a single parent who was trying to make ends meet and they didn't get nearly this support. I've even seen comments about veterans and veterans not receiving support to be able to live their day-to-day lives. And for many, it seems like folks are coming in and getting the red carpet rolled out for them. And I can see how a lot of folks could feel like they're left behind. That's my take on it. I don't personally think it's going to help in the long run. I think it puts a Band-Aid on the issue for 6 months And to be honest with you, I'm not optimistic about the city, the state being able to process that many people in that period of time. I also think there should be job training. There should be English language training as well, because that'll give them the greatest chance to become contributors to society, to be able to work and things of that nature, and to work towards independence. You know, as it's structured now and based on what has been shared, I don't think this really is going to help people, to be honest with you. And I'm open to different opinions and different views on it, but I don't really think that this is in the long term going to make any positive impact. So that's my take. I'm curious to know what you think. If you're on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your thoughts are. And then if you are on the audio side, comment on Instagram, send me a message. Let me know what your thoughts are and what you think about this support and this program that's going on for the migrants. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video and subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. If you are on the audio side, make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. All of that takes just a couple seconds and it goes a long way for us. All right. If you have not yet heard about Fannie Mae's new 5% down program for multifamily owner occupied units and you're on YouTube, make sure you check out this video right here. If you are on the audio side, I will link that in the show notes so you can check it out. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.